Welcome back to another Latin Word of the Day segment. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Media and Magnificat Radio. My thanks to you for tuning in this morning. And it's another on-location episode of... We should have a jingle or something. The Latin Word of the Day.
All right.
No. Joining us now is Father Wood, who's getting a chuckle out of our...
I like the foo-foo on-location. I like that one first.
Father, thank you for joining us. We're going to start off with the word, and I've seen this recently when they'll discover bones in the Middle East, and it's always an ancient sort of, it's made out of stone, you know, like a little coffin. Mm-hmm. And they say an ossuary. You're saying ossuary. The Latin word of the day is?
Os.
Os, which is where we get ossuary.
Where we get ossuary, yeah.
Os being?
Bone.
Bone.
An os is a bone. And if you had a picture dictionary, the picture next to the word os would be like a femur or something.
Ooh.
A pretty typical looking bone.
So, os being bone, we get other words from that. I can't think of a word in the English language other than ossuary, though.
Ossification?
Ooh.
You know, like when...
I'm looking blank-faced at you because I've never used that word.
Ossification. It's like when a clam grows a shell or something.
Really?
Or when... Something starts getting old and brittle. They say it's ossifying.
Okay.
Oh, like osteoporosis.
Or osteo.
Osteoporosis.
Well, osteo is the Greek word for bone, but it's close. Os, osteo.
Osteo, os.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, one is os, one is os. Osteo.
Osteo,
okay.
Os, yeah.
So if we go with os being bone, and now we're getting to ossuary.
Ossuary.
Os.
Yeah, uary is like the suffix that... that the Latin language uses to talk about place. It'd be like saying bone place or bone keeper.
Okay, the place of the bones.
Yeah, the place of
ossuary.
The bone. Ossuary.
So you take that uary part and sanctuary.
Get words like sanctuary, where the holy things are kept.
Mm-hmm.
The sanctuary.
Or a mortuary, where the remains of the dead are kept.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Latin word for death is mors.
I wonder if there's other uaries. I'm trying to think of other uaries we use in everyday life. Sanctuary, mortuary.
Reliquary.
Well, of course.
For our relics.
I guess it would be the U and the W.
Yeah, I think it
changes a little.
I think it's the airy part.
Okay,
and then,
yeah.
And then the U is just a filler letter.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Father Wood, once again, our expert. I'm calling you an expert now. Before I was saying you were a hobbyist. Now
he's pressure here.
That's right. The Latin word of the day. And we're going with we started off with os, which we learned is bone. And then, or is it plural bones or bone? Os.
Well, os is a bone, but the plural is ossa.
Okay,
okay.
Ossa.
So,
which is actually, well, if you don't mind me getting into it, it's actually important if you know Latin because there's another Latin word, os.
Okay.
The Latin word for bone is os, and the Latin word for mouth is os also.
Okay, well, if I'm speaking Latin, and I say the word os, who's going to know which one I'm talking about?
Nobody until you move on a little bit in the sentence. Sort of like if I say two.
Oh, could be T-O-O, T-O, T-W-O.
Yeah.
Oh, I see, okay.
You need more sentence before. So for a foreigner learning English, that might be a big deal. How do they know if I mean two or two?
Mm-hmm.
But for us, it's not a big deal because we just get it once the sentence moves on.
Right.
That makes sense.
So now we're going os as
mouth.
Your mouth.
But there is a way sometimes to tell which of the two is which because in the plural, we said bones is ossa, but the plural for mouth is not ossa, it's ora. It changes to an R.
Ora gel, ora.
Oh.
Okay, ora, yeah, oral.
Oral, yeah.
As we speak.
An orifice.
Orifice.
Which is just an opening, because an opening looks like a mouth
right.
on the side of a wall or a cliff or something.
So going back to mouth, orifice is an opening in your face or a face, no?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
An orifice is a...
I took fist and face. I guess I messed that one up. Okay, so aura meaning your mouth.
Mouth. And osa meaning bones.
Bone.
So mouth and bone... And they're connected?
Not at all.
But it is.
They're both body parts, but...
It's how you use it. It's like the
one,
word two.
Yeah. One doesn't come from the other. It's just one of those flukes, or if you want to call it a fluke in the language, where
okay.
They sound the same, but they're not related, except that they're both body parts.
Okay. So then does the aura come from that first one there?
We're pointing, ladies and gentlemen, to this is a radio, and we're all pointing at a paper as we've written down. Father wrote down the word. But, okay, let me just back up. Aura pro nobis.
We're saying pray for us.
But aura, where does...
That comes from orare. That's interesting. I didn't think of that before. Orare is to speak or to pray. It can mean to make a speech or to ask the gods for something.
Oratory.
An oratory is a place where you pray. An oration is a spoken communication. And all those have aura at the base. So maybe this word aura has a lot more English influence than we thought when we first wrote the word down.
I love this. See, we're taking it apart. Somewhere there's a genius hearing this right now going, you people are so far off.
Well, he's welcome to call in and
and
call my bluff.
Please email Father Wood. So Father, we start with osa. Oh, or no, os.
Os.
Osa. Os. There was the word.
Now, oso isn't that bear in Spanish?
Maybe.
I think oso.
Maybe.
So I wonder if that is even connected. Maybe not. Well, I'm going all off on a tangent.
The Latin word for bear is ursa.
Ursa.
Yeah, U-R-S-A.
Ursa. Okay.
So. And the constellation, Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, the big bear, the little bear. Well, we in America call the Big Dipper. In other places is called the Big Bear, Ursa Major.
Oh.
So that fits. But that's a totally different word.
It is.
It is.
All right.
But let's get back to that
one. Yeah, okay. Well, here the biggest thing that opened my eyes today in the Latin word of the day was the uary part. Because then we get into sanctuary, mortuary, ossuary. Mm-hmm. There was another one we said. Mortuary, I think I already said that.
Aren't there areas at the zoo, too? Speaking of bears, isn't there like the...
Where the birds...
The aviary?
Aviary, yeah.
The aviary, because the Latin word for bird is avis.
So there you go.
It's a place where the birds are kept.
Ladies and gentlemen, next time you're at the zoo and you go to the aviary, you can then sound really, really smart by stopping the entire group and saying, I know where we're going. This is the aviary. Quick, what's the word for bird?
Avis.
Avis is bird. Uary is for...
Place where it's kept.
They keep the birds in the aviary. Thank you. And then the rounds of applause will start, and you will get a special snow cone at the refreshment stand.
Don't get their hopes up, because I haven't gotten a round of applause or a snow cone yet.
This is why I like doing this. Father, thank you so much for your time and for the chuckles. I think this is great, because Latin doesn't have to be so... I mean, it's a straightforward language, but I don't want to make it boring. We could just sit here and just talk and talk and talk ad nauseum about how the words go. To me, it's extremely interesting, the base of our words and what is connected.
It is.
But we got to have some fun with it.
Sure we do.
All right. Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back here in just a minute and wrap up today's Your Morning Tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin and our guest, Father Wood. We'll get back right after this here on Your Morning Tradition on Magnificat Media, Magnificat Radio. Living our faith. Good morning and welcome back to the final segment of Monday, July the 13th, your morning tradition. It's kind of our morning tradition now, too, so there
yes,
you go.
Yes, it is.
Mike and Lisa Austin here at Magnificat Radio on MagnificatMedia.com. Living our faith every day. And we're getting ready, I guess what I could say, getting ready to replay this show. If you missed the first part of your morning tradition, I don't know why you would, because it's so compelling. But if you do, perhaps you're busy, you got up too late or whatever, we repeat the show right away. Again, so it's a one-hour show, but it ends up being 2 hours, right? We just repeat the show.
Sure.
And then again this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time.
Approximately.
Thank you, software people. 3 p.m. Central, we play Your Morning Tradition again. And sometimes in the editing, I mess up and it says
Well, we do reference the morning show in the afternoon, right? It says, hey, good morning and welcome, even though it's afternoon. Don't get confused. The sun's up in the sky. It's the afternoon.
Yes, it is.
So 3 o'clock Central Time, and again at 4, it repeats again. So you get us 4 times a day. Mm-hmm. How much Mike and Lisa can you handle, for crying out loud? A lot, I hope.
Well, other features are coming.
Yes. Be looking for, listening for, and we will put promotional announcements on how you can hear sermons that hopefully correspond
with the liturgical year.
With the liturgical year, and each mm-hmm. day we're going to work on how that works. And we're also going to be doing readings, book readings and stuff. And by all means, tonight, 7:30-ish Central Time, it's another bedtime story with Mrs. Weigel, which is why we wanted to bring the Austin children in and to get their, they're just off the cuff. Can you go get them? What are they doing?
I can't go get them.
They're doing school, or what are they doing right now?
Oh,
are they breakfast?
I'm not sure what.
Plus, I want to try a couple of my jokes out on them.
Oh, sure.
This would be fun.
Can go get them.
All right, so I could page them.
Go ahead.
Hang on.
Attention. Attention, Austin children. You are being summoned to the Magnificat Radio Studios immediately. Thank you.
All right, I can hear them coming now. The children are arriving. Hello, my children.
Hi.
Hello, and welcome to the Oh, we brought the dog, too?
We brought the dog here, everybody.
The dog is now.
Hey, sweet pie.
Hi. Oh, you're talking to the dog.
Yeah.
Every time she says, hi, sweetie pie, I think she's talking to me.
Too.
Yep, and now the thermal lock has been thrown on the studio door. We are here with the Austin children. Is everybody okay with the microphone height over there? I guessed your heights when I set the microphone up. By the way, it's radio. You can't shake your heads because the people can't hear you shaking your heads.
You have to speak.
You have to speak.
Yes, so, no, maybe so.
And now we all say, yes, Father.
Yes, Father.
Hey, perfect. I like that. It's kind of in harmony. Your mother and I just wanted to ask you guys, and just, you know, randomly step up there. We were talking about Mrs. Weigel and her stories that she does at night. And we didn't...
Do you like them?
Well, we didn't realize we even like them. And so you guys were talking about we have to... Oh, it's time for Mrs. Weigel. So individually, just tell me, who wants to go first? Joseph. No, ladies first. Maria. Oh, Anna wanted to go first. Go ahead. Mrs. Weigel, what do you like about when she reads at night? Step right up to the microphone, honey.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do like it because it's adventurous, and it always ends up at the end of the chapter, it always ends up with an adventure and a mystery about what's going to happen next.
Right, you don't know what the next thing is.
Yes.
Therese, what do you like most about Mrs. Weigel when she reads at night? She's going to be on tonight at 7:30, Central Time, by the way.
I like it because of all the noises... All the backgrounds that are like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
All the noises back there, like the ones when her dog walks in, or her husband walks in, or her son, or the microwave going on.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Her microwave came on the other night.
Those are cute, aren't they?
Someone was doing a baked potato or something while she's reading. Maria, step up to the microphone and tell us what you like about Mrs. Weigel, Mrs. Weigel's bedtime stories at night.
I like her, the way she talks, and she does different voices for the characters.
Yeah.
And
she does do a good job of that.
Yeah, and she also reminds me of the actor, the oldest actress in the old days, Jane Wyatt. Sounds just like that.
Oh, from Father Knows Best.
Yes.
Yeah, she's very precise. Joseph, come on up to the microphone. All right, sir. Getting ready to go to boys' camp. When do we leave?
About 2-3 weeks.
In about 2 or 3 weeks, going to boys' camp in northern Wisconsin, or middle Wisconsin. Tell everybody, what is it you like about Mrs. Weigel on at night?
I like it because it was very adventurous, and at first I thought it was going to be no fun, but it was fun.
Yeah. The Hollisters get into a lot of stuff, don't they?
Yep.
People fall in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that at boys' camp, all right?
I hope not.
Aren't you going whitewater rafting or something at boys' camp?
Yeah, we're going rafting.
All right. Who's going to be... dog is now licking... The dog is... This is what you get with the Austin family here in our studios here at Magnificat
She's
Radio.
She's licking the ukulele.
She's licking the ukulele.
I don't think she licked it. I think she hit it with her nose.
Oh, I thought she was trying to play it with her tongue or something. Joseph, real quick about boys' camp up at St. John Bosco's, right?
It's Midwest, but they call it Don Bosco.
Don Bosco's boys' camp. Mm-hmm. Who is your priest? Is it Father
Mackin?
Mackin. Yeah. He's a good guy, right? You like him.
It's Camp Tamarack.
Camp Tamarack. Oh, we'll have more on that coming up later. All right. Well, thanks, you guys. I'll let you get back to school.
We just wanted to know what you thought.
You're doing.
Okay.
All right, there you go. There's
thanks.
The Austin Children,
welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the Austin her. Children. Yay. All right, and that is going to wrap it up for your morning tradition this morning. Mike and Lisa Austin and the children and the dog, for crying out loud.
The whole family.
I think we told you early on, we record at our home in our studio here in our basement subterranean bunker. Oh, they slammed the door. That's all right. This would be all right. Thank you for being a part of our day. Remember to peruse MagnificatMedia.com. Lots to do. Lisa's put some great blogs up again. So you're like become our chief blogstress.
Yeah, it ended up being that way.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, I am the producer of the knobs right here. Mike and Lisa Austin, I didn't do the jokes for the kids. We'll try that another time. That's all right. Have a great day. Enjoy your day. Remember, we're going to replay the show right away immediately, and then join us again this afternoon, 3 o'clock, for a replay of in the afternoon of your morning tradition. And you and I and Lisa and all of us will get together tomorrow morning again for your morning tradition here on MagnificatMedia.com. Living our faith.